Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We worship you. We glorify your glorious and your holy name. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you are worthy. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your kindness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Father, we bless you. We lift up the name of Jesus. There's no one greater than you, but the maker, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. And so, God, we just say thank you. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you this morning for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Those that are here right now, and those that will listen at another time. I thank you also for every member, associate of I Am Ministry, oh God. I thank you for the mothers. Thank you for the intercessors. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them, oh God. I ask you to bless each individual in a special way and their families. Father, you know what they stand in need of. And as they pray, Lord, give them the desires of their hearts according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. For Mother Somerville, oh God, I ask you, Lord, to be with her, oh God, guide, protect her, provide for her, oh God, strengthen her, oh God, keep sickness and illness and diseases away from her, oh God, surround her with people that will help and encourage her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She is your daughter. Let her never lack. Let your holy angels encamp around her. You make your ministers a flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for our spouses, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to say thank you. So, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, God, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children, grandbabies. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our great-grand, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your mercy reign in our lives. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So this morning, we don't want anything to hinder our prayers. We don't want anything to hinder our relationship with you. So we say, Lord, touch us. Know our heart. Deep into us. Let the Holy Spirit convict us of anything in our lives that we are doing that is not pleasing to you. And Father, we ask for mercy in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak their servants in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our atmosphere in our homes, wherever we are, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your redeeming blood. And we thank you for your precious blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Father, the blood, every cell in our bodies, the blood of Jesus, tissue, organ, system in our bodies, and the blood of Jesus, Father God, the blood, we uproot the spirit of infirmity, sickness. Release the blood of Jesus to uproot it in the name of Jesus. And we claim healing to our bodies. Let the Lord perfect all that concerns our bodies, physical bodies. Let the mind of Christ be in us. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels guide us. Let your holy angels protect us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your holy angels speak on our behalf. Let your holy angels do your biddings. Let your holy angels war on our behalf. War on our behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against the enemy. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, charge this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We pluck into the holy throne room, Almighty God. We pluck into the gates of heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, honor you. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Oh, Holy, the living God, we adore you. We worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. And all of us know about the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to just begin to read it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Hallelujah. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, but they shall be filled. The merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Hallelujah. For they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And I'm going to stop right there. And we're going to go to verse 8 because the Lord brought verse 8 to me. And I want to go, I could go over everyone, but I want to just expound on verse 8. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. Your way as I bring this word this morning, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. Oh, Holy Spirit, give us understanding. Give us revelation with understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we're doing Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. This scripture I started pondering over this scripture when a friend of mine, her daughter passed away a week ago or so, and the girl was so loving and kind and gracious, very nice girl to her parents, very respectful, never gave up. Her father died the year before, but the little girl, not a little girl, she was almost 40 years old, but she was very respectful, very nice child. And she passed away. And the mother was grieved because that's her first child. I mean, even if it's her 15th child, whatever, every parent grieves over the death of their child. And the mother said, I prayed and begged God to save my daughter because this child had cancer. And the cancer went in remission. And all of a sudden, the cancer came back, but this time it came back aggressively. It didn't even give her a bulk. It just gave her maybe a few weeks to live. And before they knew it, she was gone. In fact, as I prayed for the child, the mother, I saw too much darkness around, so we just kept praying because I just still felt that this child was going to leave because there was no, I couldn't see the light around her. But when young people die, anybody dies, it's painful. But the younger people, it's a different thing. And the mother was wondering why I prayed, and this child prayed. She was a good child, nice child, married to a very nice child. She buried her dad 2 years ago. Very responsible, nice, gentle. The mother said, I've never, ever had to put a, that I died. The mother lived in, was here, moved to Liberia, even in the mortgage payment. This girl paid her mother mortgage payment, the bills while her mother lived in Liberia. It was just a very nice girl. Very respectful, very nice. Never raised you anything, every good child. Nobody's perfect, but she was a good child. And so I pondered over it. And the mother said, Marco, why didn't God, I believe in God, I pray to God, but why didn't God let my child live? I just, you know, said, why didn't God let my child live? And I said to her, I said to the mother, it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, judgment. So she asked me, I said, this child did not do, for she was even conceived in your womb. God had set a time for her to leave. And the time was is over. When the time is over, you fast, you pray, time, set time is over. We leave. And sometimes people will say, Opa, Apostle Hezekiah prayed. And God extended Hezekiah life. And Hezekiah prayed, but I would say I beg to differ, because it was, in my opinion, it was not even that time for Hezekiah to leave. God has a set time. If you say, Apostle, you're coming, my spirit is coming, April 25th, 1960, he got a date that my spirit is going. If I went through all my near-death experiences in January 2nd, 1987, I can name the different near-death experiences. It was not my time. But when that set time comes that he has put in the book, then I have to go at that set time. Yes, there are some people, because of bad choices, we leave before our time. People leave before that time because of some of the choices they make. And in that case, you can pray, you know, in those instances. But the mother was pondering. And I said, you know, I believe that it was just a time, because she's leaving her two boys. One is 2 years old. The other one is six. Young girl married, you know. It was just some things in life, we don't have the answers. Some things is just God, you know. He has those answers. And all we got to do is pray. He did say there will be mourning in Mount Zion. He would give us beauty for ashes. He would give us a spirit of evidence. He will put us, if you look at Isaiah 6, what you will see there, all those things, when he talks about mourning. So there's an anointing that God releases for those that are mourning. Those of us that are mourning go through different situations. This anointing is right in Isaiah chapter 61. Along with the anointing for healing and deliverance, there is the same anointing is for comforting, for praising. You know, he did that. But then as I was beginning to pray for this child when she first died, the Lord said to me, sometimes a person's heart is so pure in this world longer, if they stay longer, they might get contaminated. So when the time is over, I have to take them home. And then he took me to blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. She says, what is the pure in heart? The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. To be pure in heart, you have to live a holy and a righteous life, right living. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. But your heart has to be pure to being honest with who you are. Because until we can be honest with who we are, honest, whether we got issues or different things, we have to be honest with ourselves. And when we come to God with that honesty and that frankness, God will perfect what concerns our lives. Amen. In the deep of Jesus, purity in heart, your heart is clean towards others. Blessed and pure in heart. Honor thy father. And one of the things the mother said, honor thy father and thy mother, thy days shall be long. Yes, she honored her parents. And even though she lived until she was almost 40 years old, but she lived a beautiful quality life. Some people live 80 years old and they do not live with a pure heart. They're angry, they're bitter, they have unforgiveness, they got attitude, they got so much issues, their hearts are not clean. They can live to be 80 years or 100 years old and they I don't care what God does, they're still the same way. I don't care who talks, they're still the same way. They still carry jealousy, they still carry 40 years, and you live with love. That's a difference. For they shall see God. How many of us want to see God? I do, and I know you do too, because, I mean, we want to. We're not going to waste come on the prayer line every day and we want to see God. We're not Christians not wanting to see God, but we want to see Him. The Bible says, seek peace with all men. Hebrews 12:14, all men with all holiness, no man will see God. So God is saying, we will be peaceful with everyone. You must speak peace. So let me ask you, if somebody is not speaking to you, if you fuss with somebody, even if the person is wrong you, God said you get up and you seek peace with that person. You seek peace. You seek it. You are required to do that. For who much is given, more is required. You know better than that person. You seek peace. If they know better than you, that's their problem. But it's about your soul. Seek peace with all men. That's why when things happen to me and people do stuff, I prefer to seek peace people. Because it's better that way, because I want for being right standing with God. Without all of this, look at it in your Bible, Hebrews 12, 14. No man will see God. We have to have, if our hearts are messed up for us, like, look, it's hard to forgive if people hurt you. Let's be for real. Let's not act so holy and righteous. It's hard. But if we go to God honestly and say, look, Lord, this thing is hurting me. Versus this A, B, C, it's bothering me. It's so hard for me to forgive. And they're taking advantage and they keep doing these things. I don't know what to do. And I want to be in right standing with you. That person that's doing that to you is a child of God also. Lord, you've got to intervene. Because I want to be in right standing with you. I've tried my best, but it seems like nothing is happening. This is when you're going to talk to God in your own closet and watch God move and pray for that particular person. And God will move in that person's heart. And if God moves in their heart, and maybe, and some people are giving when God tells them to do stuff, they will not do it. You have done what you're supposed to do, and you move on. But make sure you seek it. When it says seek, that means you run behind it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you want to be at peace with yourself. You want to be at peace with God. You want to be at peace with others. In the name of Jesus. Pure in heart, for they shall see God. It's from inside. Your heart is towards God. Your heart, you want to do everything to please God. Whether they're people gossip, they say everything about you. You're not even looking left. You're not looking right. And it takes a lot to be like that. It's not a one-day thing. It takes a lot. That's why we are being transformed into his image. Transformed into his, because it's hard. It's hard. Amen? It is so difficult. Because sometimes the more you're nice to people, the more they step over you. But the Holy Spirit will help us while we are in that. He is refining us. Does that mean we got no hidden agenda, no motive? You know, sometimes people think you got motive, but you have no motive. Hallelujah. That's why Psalm 51 says, create in me a pure heart, O God. Take away this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. You got a heart of stone, there's no life. You don't want that heart. That heart is so bitter. But you want that heart of flesh, that the life of God flow in that heart. In the deep of Jesus. Look, it is not an easy journey, but every one of us can do it. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Pure love. And that love, God is love. And we can attain that through Jesus already paid that price. If we desire to be like that, and we honest before God, I'm not telling you after today it will be fine. And I'm not telling myself after today. Sees my heart and knows that I want to see him. I want my heart to be pure. And I'm begging and help, as in, Lord, I want that. And I surrender my life, my heart to Him. It will be a transformation. And sometimes the transformation, you got to love the unlovable. You got to be nice to the meanest person around. Hallelujah. One of my spiritual daughters for years, also my mother is into witchcraft. You know, she's from Sierra Leone. My mother is into this. My mother is into that. She was telling me, and I know all of that because I prayed for her and I saw all of that. And steadfastly, and she said, what should I do? I said, pray for her. But do disrespect her. The Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days shall be long. So if your mother is a prostitute, you don't disrespect her. You don't disrespect your mother because she's a prostitute. You don't disrespect her. You don't follow after what she's doing. You follow it after God, but you still do be rude and disrespectful to your parents. So I told her, don't do that. Don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful. Don't insult your mom. Don't do that. Because God said, honor thy father and thy mother. He's not telling you. If your mother is a drug addict, you still don't be rude and disrespectful to her. If she's a witch, you still don't be rude and disrespectful to her. God will tell you, separate yourself. But you separation of yourself from that person doesn't mean you have to be rude and disrespectful. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, blessed out of inner heart. That's your word. But they shall see God. Lord, I don't know. I want to see you. I don't want my life to be a life that I'm living in vain, spending all these years on prayer line, preaching, teaching, going to school, the word of God, and end up going to hell. No, Lord, I don't want to live that life. I surrender my heart to you. Show me areas of my life that's wrong. Show me anybody that I may have hurt. I will seek and pursue peace with that person. People that I don't know of, I might not be aware of. Because my desire is to please you. So, Father, I thank you for this word. And I pray that this word touch those that I hear this morning in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. And I will end with what the Lord gave me for this mother, for her child. It is a poem that the Lord gave me that I wrote as the Holy Spirit gave me. The little girl's name is Jossie. When I think about you, you are as graceful and beautiful as a swan. We watch your graceful glide and gracious smiles. The love in your heart was never hidden. The universe danced to the tune of your love. Could this world handle such a love so pure? Then as the majestic swan, you spread your wings as in the letter V, give flight to the throne of victory, where the spirit of love is formed. Thanks for the droplets of love you left behind that will continue to expand until the world can receive and understand the true meaning of pure love and embrace each other in pure love. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.